This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, where we believe the more musical detail we notice, the more pleasure we receive from listening. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Welcome to this evening's episode, Hallelujah! Part 2. Christmas is literally just around the corner, and you may by now be messiahed out. But if you were with us for our last episode, we were just getting started on our tour through the wonderful chorus from Messiah that ends the second part, Hallelujah. Just to quickly review, we made note of how skillfully Handel uses devices like repetition at a higher pitch level, or ascending sequence, as we call it, to raise the intensity level.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
We then explored how Handel changes texture from the all chords or homophonic texture
hallelujah, hallelujah.
To the melody alone or monophonic texture. And how effectively Handel uses the device of antecedent and consequence, also known as call and response, or as I like to describe it, question and answer. Question. Answer. And Handel's decision to withhold the timbres of trumpet and timpani until that precise moment when he knew they would have maximum effect. Here now is the music from the beginning of the chorus. Feel the electrifying effect of the sudden entry of the two trumpets and the timpani when we get to that answer.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
You're listening to the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields, under the direction of Neville Mariner. Finally, Handel, a master at interchangeably using all three musical textures, switches to polyphonic or contrapuntal texture in which separate independent melodies occur simultaneously. We counted the number of entrances of the subject of this short fugato. Why not recount them now, and while you're at it, make note of the order of the voice parts that sing them. Answers? Three entrances, and in order, soprano, bass, and finally tenor. And now, we've arrived at the intriguing moment where we left off in the last episode. We listened to this fugue. Thank you. We learned that this fugue was written by Arcangelo Corelli, who died 28 years before Messiah and therefore Hallelujah were written. Is this just a bizarre coincidence, or do we think Handel was familiar with this fugue? Of course he was familiar with this fugue. We must remember that for much of music history, if a composer quoted another composer, or arranged a movement, or even an entire concerto of another composer, especially during what we call the Baroque era, the original composer did not grab his cell phone and call his lawyer to commence copyright infringement litigation. No, rather, composers sometimes felt flattered, and perhaps even pleased in this situation. Handel had spent several years working in Italy. Handel and Corelli knew each other. They even had a famous tiff on stage in London, worth your reading about sometime. Certainly, Bach and Handel studied and absorbed the music of Corelli. They both owed him a considerable musical debt. Let's just say Handel always knew a good tune when he heard one, and felt free to make second or even third uses of other composers' material. He even happily recycled his own music. After lifting Corelli's fugue subject for his own purposes to wonderful effect, Handel now confronts a new text to musically paint. The words are, "The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ." My next listening problem for you to solve is this. Handel has just used contrapuntal texture, the separate independent melodies texture in the fugato on the words, "For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Of the remaining two textures, melody alone or all chords, which does he use now? We'll start the music at the fugato. Be listening for the texture change. And the answer? The all chords version of homophonic texture, where we have different pitches being sung all at the same moments in time. Were there any other elements of music manipulated to paint this text? What happened to the dynamic or loudness level? Yes. Handel got softer. It's almost as though he's saying, "I want to tell you this in strict confidence, so lean in." Let's examine these words. "The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ," or Messiah, Christ being the Greek word for the Hebrew Mashiach, or Messiah. Whatever our religious persuasions may be, or if we are agnostics or atheists, the message of this text can still be appreciated. It is saying, the world as we know it, with all of its misfortune, bad human behavior, with people cheating, mistreating, keeping in poverty, even murdering their fellow human beings, this old order or way of doing things is going to change in an instant. Suddenly, people will reverse course and treat each other with mutual respect and kindness, caring for each other, even though we do not all look the same or speak the same language. We're talking here about a total transformation of human behavior. Now, whether or not we believe that will ever happen, with or without the help of some divine personage or some very special anointed human being, I think we can all agree that it would be perfectly wonderful if that were to happen. And so, as I said, by lowering the dynamic level, Handel has drawn us in for the words, "The kingdom of this world is become." Now listen to this entire passage and see how he musically paints the next text, "The kingdom of our Lord." Suddenly, very loud, the new order has dawned. Listen to it again. I think he nailed it. He gave us the perfect musical expression of the emotional impact of such a transformation, if it were to happen. Just for the record, it became a tradition to make a crescendo, or getting gradually louder, on the second syllable of the word become. Come the kingdom! You will encounter it performed this way if you haven't already. The crescendo is not in the score. We have piano, or soft, followed by forte, or loud, and I believe for good dramatic purpose. Coming now, another test of your listening skill. On the text, "And he shall reign forever and ever," Handel gives us another fugato that is not a complete fugue, but a fugal passage occurring within the context of a movement that is not a fugue. Count the number of entrances of the subject and determine which voice part, soprano, alto, tenor, or bass, sings each entrance in what order. Did you find four entrances? And did you notice that Handel simply went right up the ranges, beginning with the basses, followed by the tenors, altos, and then sopranos? Handel will now again make use of the formal device sequence. Quick reminder, sequence is a repetition that changes pitch level, ascending or descending. So if you'll forgive my singing, repetition, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Descending sequence, da 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 da. Ascending sequence, da 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 da. Here we have an ascending sequence. Your mission: count the number of steps. Handel combined sequence here with question and answer. On each scale step, we will have a question with this rhythm: da da da, and the answer: da 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 da. Da-da-da-da. Before we start, some final instructions. On the first stair step of the sequence, Handel will repeat the question and answer on the same pitch level, so we will have King of Kings forever and ever, hallelujah, hallelujah, and Lord of Lords forever and ever, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's even time for a famous trumpet solo on that first step that you can't miss. Are you ready? Count how many ascending steps there are in this sequence. How did you do? Hopefully, you counted a total of five ascending steps and enjoyed the trumpet along the way. But Handel also gives us one of the most wonderful gifts a composer can bestow on us, what we call effective surprise. Listen carefully. When we get to the fourth and fifth step of the sequence, Handel changes the answers to the question. See if you can tell how. The rhythm of the answer for the first three steps of the sequence is da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. But on the fourth step, the rhythm of the answer is modified. They sing forever and ever, hallelujah, hallelujah. And on the fifth step, they change the answer entirely. The sopranos sing, "And Lord of Lords," and the altos, tenors, and bassists just shout back at them, "King of Kings!" Listen again for these effective surprises. I'm here to tell you that noticing effective surprises in a musical composition, like those just highlighted, can turn one into a puddle. One might easily start weeping just from noticing an unexpected deviation from what has come before. Okay, here is a texture quiz. In the next passage, is the texture melody alone, all chords, or separate melodies at the same time? And the answer? The separate melodies at the same time, or contrapuntal texture. I bet many of you got that right, but if you didn't, don't worry. The more we practice noticing detail in music, the better we get at it. Handel will go back to the all chords, or homophonic texture, before the ending of this movement. I'm wondering how many of you listening to this episode of Inside Music may have sung this chorus. And if you have, you know that Handel lays a little trap for the unsuspecting singer, right at the very end. Before one last statement of the word hallelujah, Handel inserts a rest or silence. This is a very important musical and dramatic detail. Now, in the run-up to this silence, Handel has everyone in the chorus sing the word hallelujah four times. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Perhaps you've been in or attended a performance when someone put in an extra ha in the silence. It's a scary moment for the performers, in which the conductor hopefully makes a definitive gesture that precludes any possibility of an extra hallelujah in that silence. Here now is the complete movement, played and sung by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields under the late Sir Neville Mariner. Listen for Handel's use of sequence, question and answer, texture change, and dynamic change, but above all, let Handel's soaring music take you to some wonderfully inspiring place within you. Happy holidays! This has been Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra. The producer is David Ozenberg. The Discovery Orchestra's Emmy-nominated educational concerts for American Public Television are available on Amazon.com and may be streamed free of charge by Amazon Prime members. For more information about the Discovery Orchestra, please visit our website at discoveryorchestra.org. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Inside Music episodes can also be heard as webcasts at wwfm.org by selecting About Us and then Our Programs, A to Z. Inside Music is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Tune in for our next episode, a New Year's contest. Thanks so much for being with us. This is George Mariner Moll reminding you to listen better.